There is never a chance meeting with God. You may think that this is just an encounter, but God planned both the time and place.
The appointed encounter, what does it mean? The appointed encounter, Jesus. Helps me to see.
The Appointed Encounter podcast delves into familiar Bible stories to help us see and know when we have come to our destined meeting with the Lord. And now here's your host, Yvette Houghton.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, by the way. To those of you who are listening, wherever and whenever you are listening, we bless God for you. I am Yvette Houghton, your host. I am here for another episode of our podcast, The Appointed Encounter. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in and for listening. Thank you for liking and sharing. I hope that you are sharing this with others, and I hope that this has been a blessing to you. We're going to move right along in our journey at the Samaritan well with our Lord and this woman that he met there. We are to verse number 31, and we are seeing the encounter that the disciples are having with the Savior. It's a new encounter that they are having with him. And so we're going to continue on verses 31 through 34. And it reads as so. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Just a word of prayer. In the name of Jesus, Lord God and Father, we come before you. We thank you and we praise you for another day and for another hour and for another opportunity to delve into your word, for you to reveal yourself to us and to help us to encounter you in new and better ways, O God, to help us to understand the things that you are teaching us, that you are showing us, that you will have us to do, how we are to treat one another, how we are to go out into the hedges and the highways, O God, how we are to not consider ourselves above one another, O God, but how we are to be like you and to do the work that we have been sent to do. You have commanded us, Lord, to go, and we go in your name. Bless us as we read your word and to share this word, O God. Give us a fresh understanding, a new understanding of your word. We will bless you and praise you, give you all glory and honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So in our last episode, we saw that the disciples had happened upon our Lord as he was talking to this woman at the well, and they were wondering in their minds why he was talking to them. And the woman runs off, leaving her water pot behind. And, you know, they just kind of walk up to him, you know, what's going on? And now they're to the point of they're ready to feed him because they had gone to get him lunch, if we remember correctly. And so they're like, come on, Lord, let's go ahead and eat. Master, here you go. Here's some lunch for you. And he says to them, that I have meat to eat that ye know not of. And so, you know, it's kind of pondering when you know that you went to get someone something to eat, but you come back and they say that they already have meat. And what are you talking about? And so they're wondering what he's talking about. But what our Lord is actually saying to them is, I have a meat. I have something that can refresh the soul that you don't even know about yet. You don't even know what I have. The Lord was talking about the coming of the Holy Ghost. He was talking about the word that he could give that would refresh the soul and renew the soul, and that we are able to be born again. There is meat that you know not of. So many people are going without knowing our Lord, without knowing the peace and the joy that comes in him, without knowing the freedom and the liberty that we have in him. There is a meat that I have that is going to give a refreshing that is going to make you new all over again. It will make you new so that you don't have to be burdened and wearied with all of this life. Not that trials are not going to come our way, but I have something that will refresh you. It's going to nourish you. It's going to make you whole. It's going to give you, support you. It's going to support you in your body and in your life and in your living. And so the Lord is telling them, I have a meat that you don't even know about yet. And they're questioning one another, oh, who brought him something to eat? And he let them to know that the meat that I eat, that which satisfies me, the meat that satisfies my soul, is to do the will of him that sent me. The word meat in this verse number 34, simply means that which delights and truly satisfies the mind. And the Lord says, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. We should be, as his people, in such a way that the thing that satisfies us most is completing the work that we have been sent to do. And that should satisfy us. That should nourish us. That should delight us. It should bring joy to us. It should make us full that we are doing the will of the Father and that we are finishing that work. See, the work of the Lord became that was to go to Calvary, but there is a work that we have to do. There's a work that he's called us to do, and there's a work that he is yet doing in us. And the word of the Lord says to us, Paul said to the church at Philippi, he says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. See, there's a work that he's doing in us, and there's a work that has to be completed in us. He wants to perfect us, but that's not going to be done until his appearing, when we are able to be translated. But there is a work that we must do. We've got to complete a work here. We've got to do as the Father has instructed us to do, as he has led us by his Spirit to do. We sit here and we're doing things and we want to just kind of sit around and become like fat cats and just take in the word. And we want to preach one to another. When God is calling us to go out and he has told us to go out into the hedges and the highways and to compel them to come. And until we begin completing the work that he has us to do, until we decide within ourselves, and here's the encounter that we have to have with the Lord. It is an encounter that we have with him that makes us hungry and thirsty for doing his work. We shouldn't be satisfied until we have completed what God has called us to do. We shouldn't be satisfied with our lives until we have done the work that God has sent us to do, that he has purposed for us to do, that he has destined for us to do. That work is the work that he has that will fulfill us. When we're looking for our purpose, we oftentimes look for our purpose in the wrong area, failing to realize that God places us exactly where we are so that we can be light and salt in the world. He places us where we are because there is purpose for us being there. Me, in my other life, I am a banker, and God has me there for purpose. But there is also the spiritual side, but I have to fulfill the purpose that God has for me in the banking industry. My husband is a teacher. He has to fulfill his purpose there. He touches lives of thousands and thousands of children over the past 33 years. There is purpose for him there. And you are not fulfilled until you begin doing what God has you to do right where you are. So as you are coming into this understanding of the meat that God has that you know not of, seek him for your divine purpose in where he has placed you. He has established you where you are because there is a purpose for you being there, and you need to take delight and take pleasure in doing the will of him that sent you there. And so I pray in the name of Jesus right now that we all find out what it is that it is that you have purposed us to do where we are, O God. I pray, O God, that even on this day, this night, this morning, that you speak to your people, O God, that you talk to them, O God, and help them to understand why you have placed them where they are, and that you strengthen them, O God, right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them that they are able to endure. Let them not be wearying in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. But let us take pleasure in the things that you have called us to do right where we are. Let us take pleasure and enjoy the meat that you have given us in fulfilling your purpose here on earth, right where we are, without having to look to take over somebody else's work, without having to look to do things other ways, but to do what you have called us to do, where we are, how we do it, how you have us to do it, and not look to the other side and be envious of somebody else's position. But God, help us to see what you will have us to do, to know what you will have us to do, and to take pleasure in it, O God. Give us divine purpose, O God. Give us understanding. Help us to be strong in you, O God, and in the power of your might as we go about doing your work. We bless you, O God, for this word. We thank you, O God, for this day and for this hour. We ask, O God, right now that you keep us covered under your blood. And may you ever add a blessing to the reading of your word. Bless your people, O God. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.